Sightlife in Cardiff has a new interim director, Michelle Jones. Starting her new role at the beginning of May, I began by asking Michelle about the future of Sightlife in these difficult times.
Well, I think first and foremost is the safety and well-being of our staff, volunteers and members. So that is paramount, and we would obviously love to get back to face-to-face work, but we just don't know. We have to play it safe. And I think that even when maybe the staff do eventually get back to the office, I think it's going to be quite some time before we start to introduce, certainly the groups anyway. I mean, I think we could potentially open the resource centre safely, but whether, you know, we introduce our members in the near future is uncertain. So we'll just have to really play it by ear and take each month as it comes. But obviously we would, you know, the plan is to get back to normal and to grow the services and hopefully, you know, reintroduce more services going forward. But obviously it's a very strange time and we just don't know, in all honesty, I just don't know how it's going to end up or when we're going to get back to normal.
The main thing is to try to keep in touch with all your members.
Absolutely. And I think that's our priority and that's what we're doing. So all of the staff are involved in ringing our members and also our volunteers. Some of them have, you know, really keen to be involved and we're keeping in contact with them as much as possible, as best we can. Obviously, I'll be taking over from Kieran Harris. And I'd just like to say, you know, thank him for all his support over the last 7 years. And we wish him all the very best with his new role as CEO for the Carers Trust South East Wales.
You're very familiar, obviously, Michelle, with the team that you're going to be working with.
Absolutely. I've worked with, you know, a lot of them for a number of years and I'm so lucky to have that support network beneath me. And I really don't think I could do it, you know, without them. They're all a fantastic bunch. They work so hard and they're so dedicated. And, you know, I'm very lucky to have that support beneath me.
Now, I must stress to everybody, obviously, that you're no stranger to Sightlife. So perhaps you would like to tell me a little bit about your relationship with the charity, which obviously was formerly Cardiff Institute for the Blind.
Well, yes, I've been around quite a while. I started in 1986, so it's 34 years now. So I think I know how the organisation works and a little bit about day-to-day life. I started as office junior. I never intended to stay in this length of time. The idea was I took a break from sixth form and I wanted to be a teacher. But I enjoyed the work that I was doing with Cardiff Institute for the Blind so much that it just sort of went on a bit longer than planned. And here we are 34 years later.
Presumably, Michelle, during those 34 years, you've seen all aspects of the charity, including seeing it through its name change.
Yes, there's been quite a few changes over the years and I've been fortunate enough to have had quite a few different roles actually during that time from, as I say, from office junior right at the start. I was then involved quite heavily with the workshops when we were in Shand House. We used to produce ship's fenders for the Navy and bumpers for breweries, which is what they used to drop the kegs onto. And in order to retain these contracts, we had to have accreditation for ISO 9001. So I was a quality manager at the time and we were able to get that accreditation. So that was quite a good sort of coup for us at that time. I then had a stint in fundraising. So I was the fundraising manager for a few years, mainly involved in event fundraising, which was organising things like balls and golf days. That was quite exciting. Got to meet, you know, a lot of different people, try to involve members as much as possible. I've been involved in the account side of things. I've worked in the office in finance. I used to do the wages. I've been involved in health and safety. I've always been a first aider throughout my whole time of working for CIB and Sightlife. I've been as corporate services officer for a while. I was head of services. So I think really every job that there is to do in the organisation, I think I've pretty much done.
Well, it sounds that way, Michelle. And here you are now then facing one of the toughest challenges perhaps that you could face during these very unsettling times. How are you coping with that and how are your members managing?
It's come at quite a strange time to take over as interim director, but I suppose, given that, I know the organisation so well and I know our members and stakeholders, I can sort of almost hit the ground running. We are having to adapt our services. We're desperately trying to keep in touch with our members, and we're doing that by phoning everybody, starting with the oldest and working our way down. We're trying to set up groups online for those that want it, either via Skype or different methods. So we're just having to adjust the way we do things. But as I say, we are keeping in touch with our members and also our volunteers, and we're arranging now for some of our volunteers to be involved in telebefriending. So that's something that we have done in the past, but because we do so much face-to-face work, it hasn't been overly popular. But I think now it's coming to the fore, and I think more and more of our members are wanting that, just to have contact with somebody. Because often, we're all in isolation, and for some members who live on their own, they might not see anybody from one week to the next. So I think now more than ever, the telebefriending is more important than ever.
So, Michelle, congratulations, and
Thank you.
look forward to hearing from you on RNIB Connect Radio in the future.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Lynn.
Michelle Jones, Interim Director of SightLife on RNIB Connect Radio.